My name is Jacinda.
My name is James.
And my name is Kyla. And today we are going to talk to you about Winnie Mandela, the political activist and ex-wife of Nelson Mandela. Winnie Mandela was born in a village in South Africa.
Growing up was hard for Winnie because she would have to move around due to her father's job. When Winnie was in her younger years, her older sister died of tuberculosis. This event shook her belief in God.
Not too long after another tragic event happened, her mother contracted the same disease and died. Shortly before Winnie's mother died, she gave birth to a baby boy in which Winnie took care of. Winnie's life started off with tragedy.
When Winnie was just 9 years old, she had her first encounter with racism. At this time, the news called that the Second World War had ended and that there was going to be a celebration. Winnie and her siblings begged their father to attend. Their father gave in. They were so excited until they realized that when they arrived to the celebration, it was for whites only. Winnie and her siblings, along with her father, had to stay outside while the whites enjoyed the celebration.
This was the first eye-opener to Winnie. And the more she grew up, the more she could not handle the discrimination.
This incident was followed by another incident in which a black man was feeding his wife bread while she fed their children in a store. Mind you, majority of the stores were owned by white people. The son of the store owner came and charged toward the couple, kicking them and their food, and then proceeded to tell them to get out in a violent tone. These incidents made Winnie furious. She did not understand why no one was doing anything about the racism around them.
As Winnie became older, she began to realize if her father would have said something, it would have just made matters worse. She began to realize that most people around them would agree with the whites, and it would be left alone to have the blacks looking like bad guys.
From the article from sahistory.org, it says that it is worth reiterating that Winnie was already politically interested and involved in activism long before she met her future husband. She was particularly affected by this research she had carried out in Alexandra Township as a social worker to establish the rate of infantile mortality, which stood at 10 deaths for every 1,000 births. This means that Winnie started her movement long before she met the famous Nelson Mandela.
When Winnie was 22 years old, she met Nelson Mandela, and as time went on, they became inseparable.
Soon enough, Nelson popped the question and they got married. The marriage showed the rebuffs and fraud, making the police force furious.
During their early marriage, they were the biggest targets by the police. The Mandela residence was the police's favorite spot.
In October 1958, Winnie took part in the mass action that mobilized women to protest against the apartheid government infamous pass laws. During the protest, 1,000 women got arrested. While in jail, the women continued to further the protest by staying longer than they should have.
On March 30 of 1961, after 9 days after the police killed 69 people during the Pan-African Congress anti-pass, the police busted in on Mandela's home and arrested Nelson, leaving Winnie alone. This strained their marriage.
During their marriage, the police force became unavoidable, and Nelson had to hide. So while he was in hiding, it was very weird for Winnie. They would only meet up here and there.
On August 5th, 1961, finally caught Nelson and put them in jail. While he was in jail, Winnie got a ban and put on her because they suspected she would continue Nelson's plan. Here's the quote by Winnie. "The midnight knocked when all about you is quiet. It means those blinding torches shone simultaneously through every window of your house before the doors kicked open."
After Winnie continued her plan, despite everything going on, the police surrounded her home and arrested her. She was put into solitary confinement for 17 months.
Winnie was kept awake for 5 days and five nights so that she would confess her plan. During this time, Winnie stayed strong and persevered through it. Her trial began, and she got released.
Winnie still had a ban on her. She remained strong and fought all chances.
Winnie remains a superior figure in the South African society and history. She has been traumatized by this brutal life of racism. Winnie is a person that still stays strong to her morals and equality.
Despite her fate, she persevered and took a stand for all her fellow neighbors.
And thank you for tuning in to our channel. We hope you enjoyed learning about this powerful individual. I hope you feel inspired.